The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Dear Media IRL is back, and we're showing up bigger, better, and louder than ever. Join us on May 4th in Austin, Texas for the ultimate live podcasting experience. Watch and learn from your favorite Dear Media hosts as they bring their insightful discussions from your headphones to the stage. Get ready to be inspired, entertained, and watch audio get a makeover. Tickets are on sale now at dearmedia.com/IRL. See you on May 4th in Austin, Texas.
Hi, it's Dr. Will Cole. This podcast is the manifesto for a new breed of health seekers. This is the art of being well. What's up and welcome to The Art of Being Well. I am a leading functional medicine doctor. I get to consult people around the world online, and I'm a New York Times bestselling author. If you want to learn more about my clinical work, the telehealth center, we have brand new telehealth patient options now open for you all right now, and lots of free resources, like tons, copious amounts to reclaim your health, to optimize your health, to level up how you want to feel in your life. You can learn about it all at drwillcole.com. That's drwillcole.com. Listeners, we're giving away free healthy stuff every single episode, no matter when you listen to this one. All you have to do for a chance to win, well, I guess let me tell you what you could win and pick from. We're giving away free signed books. We're giving away free supplement protocol stacks that we have at drwillcole.com for mood and gut health and hormone health and all the things that we have a passion to help people with. We're also giving away free functional medicine telehealth consults too. So you can pick if you win, whether it's a product or a consult, you can do that. All you have to do for a chance to win is head on over to Apple Podcasts and rate and review The Art of Being Well there. Tell us what you love about the pod, and you can leave your Instagram handle in the Apple Podcast review itself, or you could take a screenshot of that review and message me on Instagram at Dr. Will Cole. And every single month, my team and I will be going through the messages on Instagram as well as the Apple Podcast reviews themselves, randomly picking winners, and then I'll reach out to you and you can let me know what you want. All right, good luck. Let's get to today's guest. Her name is Carolyn Call. Carolyn is a certified nutritionist and is the founder and CEO of Just Ingredients, a health and wellness company dedicated to inspiring people to live healthier, happier lives. Recognized as one of Utah's top 10 fastest growing companies, Just Ingredients offers over 200 nutrition and personal care products made with nourishing, real, and natural ingredients. Carolyn has a strong influence on social media and has grown her Instagram community at just.ingredients to over 1 million people, where she educates about the importance of knowing about the ingredients we put in and on our body. Her top 20 ranking podcast, Just Ingredients, has been host to nationally renowned experts and doctors who help her share the best ingredients for life. I've been honored to be on it. She is such a sweet person and so smart. You can learn so much from her today. Carolyn's passion for mental health, educating others, and creating nourishing products has transformed lives and inspired millions. Let's get right to it. This is Carolyn Call's Art of Being Well. Carolyn, thanks so much for coming on The Art of Being Well.
Well, thank you so much for having me. It was fun having you on my podcast, and now it's fun being on your podcast.
Yes. Honestly, our conversation was so good. Everybody today and their mom has a podcast. Not everybody is great at podcasting. You are great at podcasting.
Oh, you're so nice. You are too. That's why it must have been so fun and easy to talk to. And it was an awesome episode.
Yeah. So give them name. I mean, well, they're going to learn more about your work, but what's the name of the podcast? So after this conversation, people can go check it out.
So it's the Just Ingredients podcast. So go listen to our episode together.
Love it. So let's talk about your story. I know a little bit about it and knowing you and preparing for this conversation, but how did you get into this space of wellness and maybe more conscious choices, if you will? I know that you struggled with depression. Not many people I know, even today, there's this separation between mental health and physical health. It's something we talked about on your show, actually. But let's talk about your story. How did it begin, and how was depression a catalyst for positive change?
Yeah. So let me tell you my story. So about 17 years ago, I found myself with depression. And I had a one-year-old at the time. And so I would go to doctors like, is this postpartum depression? And they would say, well, your baby's over one, so it's not postpartum, it's something else. And so I just found myself in this new reality is what it felt like. It just, I had brain fog. I couldn't make decisions. I was angry, frustrated. There were days I didn't want to get out of bed, but then days that I did get out of bed where I just was not myself, didn't feel good, no energy. I remember sitting in a chair and somebody had told me, like, just look for the light at the end of the tunnel. And I was like, there is no light at the end of the tunnel. Like, I'm so miserable. I just don't want to keep living my life this way. And so I actually attempted suicide. So thankfully, by the grace of God and miracles, it didn't happen. And thankfully, I'm still here today. But yeah. When I attempted suicide, and it was a wake up call, like, okay, I have legit hit rock bottom. I was given a second chance of life. I've got to figure out what in the world is going on. And so I started going to doctor after doctor looking for some help. And every time I would go, they would just say, okay, well, here's an antidepressant. And don't get me wrong, I have nothing against antidepressants. They can be life-saving. They were life-saving for me at the time because I did go on them until we figured out what was going on. But my frustration was every time I'd ask the doctor, well, will this heal me? They would say no. And I would say, well, what will heal me? And they didn't know. And back then, so granted, that was 17 years ago. Now we know so much more info about depression, anxiety, mental health issues. But back then, it was so frustrating. So then I would go to the next doctor and same thing. We don't know how to help you. Just take the antidepressant. And I would say to these doctors, yeah, but the body knows how to heal itself. Like, you break a bone with the correct tools, it heals itself. You cut yourself, it heals itself. But we didn't have back then the Google and all the WebMD and everything to go search it myself, right? So I was reliant on these doctors. Well, after 2 years of looking for help and not getting any from any doctor, I finally found a doctor who was like, yeah, I can help you, but it's not an overnight fix. It's not a magic pill that you're going to take. It's going to take a lot of work. Are you willing to do this? And by this point, I was like, yes, I've been searching for 2 years for help. I will do anything at this point. And so she taught me, you know, your depression is just like your body screaming for help. Depression is usually a lot of underlying root causes. And she said, why it's so frustrating hard for doctors to diagnose is because for everybody, it's different. And so we did some blood work and urine tests and some saliva tests and found out I had a whole slew of problems going on. From simple things to more complex things, but even as simple as like low in vitamin D, low in magnesium, wasn't absorbing my B vitamins. My cortisol was off. My inflammation markers were high. I had a gluten intolerance. I mean, the list just went on and on of all these different things that was wrong in my body. And back at that time, I was just eating the average American standard diet. I mean, I probably woke up and had Frosted Flakes for breakfast and then for lunch, Burger King, you know, with the kids, and then for dinner, some frozen meal. And I maybe got one carrot a week if I was lucky, you know? And so went on this health journey with this doctor for 18 months. And she basically taught me about how to fuel the body properly and how to nourish it. And so I went on that 18-month journey with her, got off of the antidepressants, felt better than I ever felt. In fact, soon after I gotten off the antidepressants, after about 18 months of working with her, I remember sitting on the couch and laughing. And I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't laughed in years. Like, this feels amazing. This is how I'm supposed to feel. And so at that point, I was like, okay, I never want to fall into that depression again. I almost lost my life. Like, it was terrible. And so from that point onwards, I just studied about depression, studied about mental health, studied about food, learned how to make easy swaps in the kitchen so my kids still wanted to eat the foods that they liked. Just learned a lot about nutrition. And then about 5 or 6 years ago, so that obviously was years ago, I've been on this health journey for years, but about 5 or 6 years ago, I felt like everybody around me, neighbors, extended family members, community members, all I was hearing about was their issues with autoimmune diseases and depression, anxiety, chronic fatigue, migraines, you know, joint pain, all these things. And I kept being like, oh, I wish I could just go cook for them in their house. Like if I could just go cook for them for like a month, I know they would feel so much better. But of course you can't do that. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to start a little Instagram account then and try to teach like easy little swaps that people could make that would maybe help them in their health journey and feeling better. And so I started a little Instagram account and my goal was just to hit 2,000 people. So I was like, if I could reach 2,000 people, that would be amazing. I could really help them. And the word just spread really quickly. Like people would share my posts about making a little swap about ketchup or about milk, you know, something easy and just spread. And so now I've got over 1 million followers on there. And it's just been really fun to teach other people about how to live a healthier lifestyle and to have energy and happiness and hope in their life. And now I sort of feel like maybe that's why I was given a second chance at life, is to help others.
So. Wow. Thank you for sharing that. That's powerful. And you're making so much positive change. I mean, do you ever sit back and think millions and millions of people are looking at your content, you're educating them, you're empowering them. Many people for the first time ever in their life, they're hearing, whoa, I can do things differently, or these are easy, accessible, affordable swaps, or doing life differently and they're feeling better. Like that's just the people, let alone the families that they're impacting or their friend circles that they're impacting. I mean, it has to be awe-inspiring for yourself.
It's a little crazy, honestly, to think about it like that, and a little mind-boggling to think about it like that. So honestly, I try not to think about it like that. I just try to think like, you know what? I'm just going to show what we do on a daily basis here in our home. I'm just going to try to educate like I just have 2,000 watching and listening, and let the little ripple effects go out there and not worry about it.
Yeah, I love it. You could keep it simple, keep grounded. And now you're a mom of 6 kids, right?
I am. Yep.
So you're walking the walk. I mean, we're going to learn from you today. I'd love, since this is right, and this is your passion, is teaching people easy swaps, healthier swaps that love us back. What are the top swaps? Like someone's out there, they're like, okay, I want to get the most impact from myself, my family, my friends. What are the things we should be starting with?
Okay, so here's my take on all of this too. There's a lot of noise out there. There's a lot of confusion out there. And for moms are busy. The kids are keeping them busy. You know what I mean? And so when I started on my health journey, I had 3 little kids, and I told the doctor I was working with, I was like, look, if you give me a diet of like kale and sardines only, I'm not going to be able to do it. I've got little kids. I will just throw my hands up in the air and be like, forget this. And so she was like, no, we can do this with what you already eat, but let's just make easy swaps, one little swap at a time. And so that's what I tell parents and anybody, is like, let's just make one little swap at a time. And all those swaps are just going back to eating real food. And so I tell people, we're all on different parts of this health journey. So if you're at the starting point of your health journey and you love Oreos and can't get rid of Oreos for some reason, then find an Oreo, which there are some out there made with real foods, you know, and better ingredients. But the places that I say to start is add in fruits and vegetables. That's our number one place. Just add in some fruits and vegetables. And people will tell me like, oh, that's so overwhelming. And I'm like, no, don't look on Pinterest for these huge, amazing bowls and crazy dishes. Start basic if you need to. Add an apple and a banana to your breakfast. At lunch, add in some bell peppers, you know, mini bell peppers and a pear. You know, at dinner, get in the habit of always providing a fruit and a veggie at the dinner table. So let's just start basic like that. So I always say add in more fruits and vegetables, because that will crowd out some of the junk. And then 2, let's just look for real food ingredients in everything that we eat. So the Oreos, the potato chips, whatever you're buying that's processed, even those things, let's look for the ones made from real food and not full of sugar and full of inflammatory oils.
Got it. So what do you say? I mean, let's talk about it. I'm thinking of snack foods and desserts, like things like that, right? Things that people typically would get in a box or a bag or a package. Are there some brands that you like? No affiliation to these things, but just some brands that you think are doing some better for you options. They may not be a health food or a whole food, but they're using better ingredients. Anything people should be looking out for in the stores?
Yeah. And you know what the hard part is? I feel like a lot of brands have some good products and then not so good of products. And so it gets tricky just to say like, oh yeah, just go buy all of so-and-so's brand. But there are people, companies out there trying to provide better choices. So for instance, potato chips, right? Or chips. You've got Siete that's trying to use avocado oil in their products and not the inflammatory oils, and they're not adding sugar in. And so that obviously is a better choice for chips. Then you've got Lesser Evil, who's trying to use like coconut oil and things in their popcorn and real foods, you know, in their popcorn snacks. So that's a better choice. You've got Simple Mills trying to just use basic real food ingredients in their brownie mix and pancake mix and things like that. Mm-hmm. Are all of them perfect? No. And that's the hard part. You're not going to get a perfect processed food most of the time out there. So I'm always teaching, like, let's use a better choice. Because to me, the perfect foods are the fruits, the veggies, the nuts, the, you know, lentils, beans, things that you're going to go cook from scratch or make from whole foods on your own. If you're going to buy package, we're going to buy the best we can, but it's not necessarily going to be perfect.
Got it. Listeners of the podcast know that I steer clear of alcohol. Your boy does not drink. I'm not going to judge you if you do. This is a no shame zone on the Art of Being Well. But my telehealth patients know about it as well. It's exploring, like, what is your body capable of when you give it a chance of not always consuming a regular basis a neurotoxin. Want to know what I have? It's called hop water. Hop water is a non-alcoholic sparkling hop water, tastes freaking amazing, and it's infused with mood boosting, calming adaptogens and neurotropics. It's so good. Hop water, that's H-O-P-W-T-R, has a crisp and refreshing taste. It comes from a special blend of brewer-approved hops. There's so many different flavors that I love. I love the lime. I love the ruby red grapefruit, peach. I like the original one. I love that I can enjoy hop water any time of the day. There's a box right in front of my desk right now in between consulting telehealth patients. Now, if that was alcoholic, I'd have a problem. But this is delicious. You can have it at the end of the day too, and you're wanting to unwind after a long day. It has zero calories, zero carbs, zero sugar. It won't bust up your diet. Hop water is positively refreshing. I know you'll love it. Right now, I have a special offer just for my listeners. 20% off your first purchase. Plus, you'll get free shipping when you order 24 cans or more. To get this offer, go now to this exclusive URL, hopwater.com/Will Cole. That's hopwtr.com/Will Cole. Don't wait. Go to hopwtr.com/Will Cole. Are you tired or feeling tired? Do you always hit the snooze button, then slam your head straight back on the pillow? I'm calling you out right now. With all the problems you had to take care of at home, at work, with your family, with your friends, it's no wonder you're feeling so tired. You take care of a lot of different things, but if you really stop to think about it, who takes care of you? Magnesium Breakthrough is an all-natural supplement that helps you reduce fatigue and sleep more peacefully. Sounds amazing, right? It even strengthens muscle and improves your heart and brain function. Look, I look at labs for a living. The amount of magnesium deficiencies that I see, it is ubiquitous to say the least. While most magnesium supplements aren't full spectrum, Magnesium Breakthrough is the only magnesium supplement on the market that contains the optimal ratio of all 7 essential types of magnesium. Imagine having the strength and energy to get out of bed every morning and face the day boldly and courageously, to be able to show up as your best self and keep that energy up throughout the day and into the night. So if you want to feel more energized and get the best night's sleep you've ever had in maybe forever, check out bioptimizers.com/Will Cole. In addition to the discount you get by using promo code Will Cole, write it down if you're not driving, you can get gifts with purchase, up to 2 free travel size bottles of Magnesium Breakthrough right now. Act fast. This is a limited time offer that they're giving us. Go now to bioptimizers.com/Will Cole. You'll be amazed how much better you feel by taking Magnesium Breakthrough. So you mentioned labels and kind of making, we're talking about these better for you options. Are there any key words that you'd like to call out for people on a label if people are being educating themselves on the ingredients? What should they look out for?
Yeah, so I know there's a saying out there that says, like, if you don't recognize the ingredient, don't buy it. And I mean, that's a good beginning place to start, you know, but it's not necessarily always true, because there are some like sodiums or calciums that may sound a little weird to you, but are actually fine. But it is a good starting ground. So, I mean, high fructose corn syrup, you wouldn't have high fructose corn syrup sitting in your pantry. So why do we need the high fructose corn syrup in the weirdest products like applesauce? There's applesauces out there with high fructose corn syrup. We don't need that. Applesauce is just apples, you know? And so it's the high fructose corn syrup, the artificial dyes. We do not need artificial dyes. The amount that has increased over the years, you know, is absurd. And I always say, like, think of back in the day, in the 1800s, even early 1900s, if someone wanted a little girl wanted a pink birthday cake, they made it pink with strawberries or beets or raspberries or something, you know, and we need to go back to some of those basics. So it's the artificial dyes, the high fructose corn syrup, the sugar, the amount of sugar added in our foods is ridiculous. I'm always looking for the oils. You know, I want something made with avocado oil or extra virgin olive oil, coconut oil, something like that, of course, rather than, you know, our seed oils. And so artificial sweeteners, again, we don't need them. They're harmful to the gut, as you know. And so just if you're just starting, look for real food ingredients. Artificial sweeteners are not real food. You know, look for the ones made with just like peanut butter, just peanuts and salt. You know, we don't need the hydrogenated oils in there. So it's just looking for real foods.
I love it. Great list. Very helpful. We mentioned, like, this is stuff for people that are starting out, maybe didn't realize it. They're having some aha moments. Do you hear anything from the community or maybe even your own personal journey of things that maybe you wouldn't worry so much about if you're just getting started, but any more, I don't know, maybe advanced swaps that you think, maybe if someone's struggling with an autoimmune problem or a digestive problem, anything else that you think you're hearing from people for product swaps or ingredient swaps?
So that's a funny word, like advanced swaps, but I guess that is true. It's like if you're further along on your journey, some of the things to maybe avoid. But I say, so at the beginning, it's like just buying real foods and adding in more fruits and vegetables. But as we get further along, let's look at some things like, what milk are you using? Are you using an A2 milk? Are you using organic? Are we using raw? What are we using? If you're using a nut milk, are you using something that's just almonds and water? We don't need some of these almond milks and oat milks, as you know, are full of so many gums and preservatives and things that aren't needed. So what are we drinking? You know, and then it goes up to what meats are we eating? Are we using pasture-raised chicken? Are we using grass-fed beef? Where if you're eating just Frosted Flakes every day, all day long, maybe your meat's not your first concern. Maybe, you know, let's just get rid of the Frosted Flakes and add in some fruits and vegetables. So that's why I'm saying it's always a journey. Mm-hmm. And you know, once you're looking at the meats, what grains are you eating and what have they been sprayed with? Do they have glyphosate on them? Are you using a ton of products with gluten in it or enriched bleached flour? You know what I mean? You can keep progressing on this health journey with more and more foods. And then, I mean, top of your journey, I would think is like, are we eating enough fish every day? Are we eating enough lentils every day? Are we getting all the, you know, the fruits, the nuts, the seeds, all of that every day enough, even to the point of like, are we incorporating some liver maybe even into our foods? Yeah, I mean, so you can start anywhere along that health journey and try to better things.
Yeah, really good, really good insight. And that's exactly what I was thinking. And I agree with you too. I'd start off simple. We don't want to overwhelm anybody, but as we're leaning in, those are some really important highlights of just taking inventory. And not everybody has to make all those changes, but certainly it can be a needle mover for many people when they start looking in those areas of their life. Something that I know that you probably get, I'm assuming you get asked this a lot, because I know I get asked this a lot, is when they hear some of these terms or some of these swaps, they go to, well, this is just for the wealthy, right? This is just for the elite. You can, to be healthy, to eat healthy in this country, you have to be well off. What do you say to someone who says that?
I hear that all the time. It's probably one of the biggest like complaints I get. And I want to tell people it's so not true. And here's why. So when I went on my whole health journey and I had to get rid of the Frosted Flakes and the Burger King and all of that and start eating real food, I had 4 kids at the time and my husband had lost his job. We had burned through our savings, retirement, trying to create a business. Like we had nothing and I did it. And so I just want to give like a few examples. So there are a lot of free things out there. Prioritizing your sleep is free and that plays a huge part in your health. Managing your stress obviously is free. Your breathing techniques or, you know, walking in nature to calm that down. Moving your body can absolutely be free. You know, go outside and walk or jog or do a yoga app. You know, there's so many free things that you can do. But then with swaps or things like that, people will tell me like, oh yeah, but I can't afford those supplements. Well, okay, then get it in your food. For instance, one that I did, my doctor wanted me on a probiotic back then. And I was like, I can't even afford this $40 a month probiotic. And she was like, okay, then take a big spoonful of kimchi every morning. And that will be like your source of probiotics. So there's ways to make little swaps that you can't afford. But the biggest thing is if people will actually stop buying the pre-packaged ultra processed foods and replace that with fruits and veggies and nuts, they'll see that their grocery bill will actually go down quite a bit. And so just making that swap alone is not more expensive. Mm-hmm. And the great thing is a lot of these brands like Kroger and Walmart and Target, they're coming out with their own organic lines that are sometimes cheaper than the name brand ones. Like I know Walmart's organic Cheerios are cheaper than regular Cheerios, you know? And so I think people used to be able to say that years ago, but now with the pendulum changing of people being more aware of healthy foods and how it feeds their body and fuels their body and companies making better choice products, that pendulum swung that people can't use that as an excuse anymore. It becomes, I think maybe they don't want to get on a health journey or they're lazy. And so they just use that as their easy excuse. So because there's also other techniques out there. I mean, you can buy in bulk, you know, like I don't do much gluten. So we cook a lot with oat flour. Well, to buy oat flour in a little bag would be so expensive. So we buy it in bulk. You know what I mean? You can buy meats and things from local farmers at a way cheaper price. You can stock up on sales. So there's so many things that you can do to save money. It's just, you have to make it a priority. And sometimes I don't think people want to make it a priority.
Yeah. I'm so glad you said it. That's exactly my take too. And look, there's exceptions to that rule. There's people that are certainly like homeless or experiencing like horrible times in their life, extenuating circumstances. The vast majority of people that we hear that pushback, even with functional medicine, like functional medicine is just for the wealthy or eating healthy is just for the wealthy. They're like typing that from their like $1,000 cell phone. and it's the American priority problem. Like we won't blink at buying the latest technology, vacations, materialistic things, but food and wellness is like, it's automatically, it's thrown out as like, it's unattainable. And you don't need, like you mentioned, some of these luxury items, quote unquote, where they're better, like packaged, better for you options. You don't need those. The swaps that you gave are essential meals. They should be your part of your breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And as someone that lives in rural Western Pennsylvania, it's by no means like the mecca of wellness. I see, we mentioned Walmart. It's the largest source of organic produce in the United States. You can go to Walmart, you can go to Aldi, you can go to Costco, Sam's Club, and get amazing, better for you or great options as far as whole foods are concerned, right?
Right. And even another thing, eating out is so expensive, as we all know. And if you'll just cook it from scratch at home, it's way cheaper. And people then say like, well, I don't have time, I'm busy. I'm like, scramble some eggs with a, you know, few veggies in it. And that will take way less time than you running to McDonald's and coming back, and it will save you money. So it is just being aware of what you can do.
And yeah, do the best you can with the access you have, what's within your budget. It doesn't have to be perfect. I think that's the bigger thing too. It's some people get this paralysis of analysis and think I'm overwhelmed. They have all these excuses, but your why has to be bigger than your excuses. And start pragmatically, lean into this stuff like we're talking about. You don't have to have it all figured out to start moving the needle in the positive direction. Being in the functional medicine telehealth space for over 14 years, I know the power of telehealth to make healthcare accessible and affordable no matter where you're at. Something that we've recommended to telehealth patients to work in conjunction with what we do in functional medicine is the support that people can get from Talkspace. They make mental health care accessible and affordable. So if you think that seeing a therapist or a psychiatrist would be helpful, but you don't have the time to actually find one and meet with them or afford them, I really would implore you to try Talkspace. By doing everything online, Talkspace has made getting the help you want easy, accessible, and affordable. Sometimes people wait until something bad happens to talk to a therapist, but Why wait, guys? You can get a therapist through Talkspace right now. Therapy can help you shift your perspective, find tools to cope in difficult times, and be a guiding light in your life. With Talkspace, you can sign up online and get a personalized match with a provider that's right for you, typically within 48 hours. Talkspace lets you send messages to your therapist or psychiatrist. You don't have to wait for your next session. Talkspace can help with any specific challenges you might be facing. It's the number one online therapy platform with licensed therapists in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, substance abuse, relationship issues, and much more. As a listener of this podcast, you'll get $80 off your first month with Talkspace when you go to Talkspace.com/ABW. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com/ABW to get $80 off of your first month and show your support for the show. That's Talkspace.com/ABW. If you listen to The Art of Being Well, you probably know by now that I've been drinking AG1 for a long time. We recommend it to telehealth patients as well. And today I've got an extra special offer for you all so you can start optimizing your health. I've been drinking AG1 every day for years, no exceptions. Taking care of your health isn't always easy, but it should at least be simple. It's just one scoop mixed in water once a day, every day, and it makes me feel great. Increased energy, supports my immune system function, my gut health, so many different things. That's because each serving of AG1 delivers your daily dose of vitamins, minerals, prebiotics, probiotics, and so much more. It's a powerful, powerful, healthy habit that's also powerfully simple. I know with AG1, I'm giving my body high quality nutrition. Every batch of AG1 goes through a rigorous testing process, so you know it's safe. And their ingredients are sourced for absorption, potency, and nutrient density. With AG1, I know I'm getting essential brain, gut, and immune health support with vitamins, probiotics, and nutrients from whole foods. AG1 is not just something that I take, but it's something that I recommend to my family, my friends, and to my telehealth patients. And that's why they've been a partner for so long. So if you want to take ownership of your health, start with AG1. Try AG1 and get a free 1-year supply of vitamin D3 K2. You get a whole year supply of that. For a limited time, you'll also get 10 free AG1 travel packs, guys. That's 10 travel packs with your first purchase and the year supply of D3 K2 at drinkag1.com/WillCole. That's drinkag1.com/WillCole. Check it out while this offer lasts. Let's talk about kids. You have 6 kids. I have 2 kids. And we know the world that they live in, the world that we all live in, whether you have kids or not. We're talking about all this conflicting information, the things that are sold to us is what's important, or this is the way that people should eat. Any pro tips you have for parents out there for maybe picky eaters, or maybe they want to have all the things they're seeing commercials on or their friends are eating? What are your tips there?
Yeah, let's talk about kids, but also let's talk about, because I get this a lot too. They'll say like, well, my child's like 10 or 12 or whatever, and already knows, loves Twinkies and loves Oreos and loves whatever. I'm not going to be able to switch them off of that. And so I always tell people, let's just make one swap at a time, right? So swap something first that they'll have no idea. They will never know if you changed your oil that you spray in your pan for scrambled eggs one morning. They will never know if you swap your ketchup to a ketchup without high fructose corn syrup in it. They will never, you know, there's lots of things that you could first swap that will benefit their health that they won't even know. So maybe don't go in there and wipe out your whole entire pantry. First, start with the little swaps. Then I say, after little swaps, start educating. Start educating like, hey, you know what? We're going to try these new cereals that are out there because these are ones without artificial dyes or without glyphosate in them or whatever. You know what I mean? Educate them as to why. And then maybe slowly start buying less cereals because you're like, now cereal isn't for breakfast. Cereal is just going to be for a dessert. You know, and so we start with easy swaps and then slowly like a better option. Then maybe we don't even need to buy it at all if it's not going to nourish our body, you know? So it's little easy swaps like that, but then it's also sticking with the foods that they like. So if they've had pancakes every day for breakfast and you've been using Bisquick, or let's just say if they had pancakes every morning, well, let's not get rid of pancakes and try to serve, you know, kale for breakfast. That's never going to work. So just find a batter that's better than Bisquick, you know, maybe now let's try, after finding a better batter, then maybe even making them from scratch. And then after that, maybe adding some protein powder in there, so it's not such a glucose spike. And after that, maybe only having pancakes twice a week rather than every day. You know, there's little adjustments that we can make. But what I do tell parents is the biggest key to all of this is being consistent. If your kids think that you're on some new diet, some new trendy thing, it's never going to last. And so, for instance, like my kids know at dinner time, there will always be a fruit and a vegetable, always, at least one of each, hopefully more than that each night, but at least that's the minimum, right? And they just know, they've known since they were a little kid that they have to have a fruit and veggie every night at the dinner table. And so that's just a form of consistency where they know, okay, this is what we do in our house. And so little swaps, consistency, and like I said before, educating them is really important, even at the age of, you know, 3, 4, 5, because they will learn it. And I promise you, now that my kids are teenagers, as teenagers, they retain it and they start learning for themselves what makes them feel good and what doesn't. And sometimes you just have to let your kids go try it out. So for instance, I'll give you a little example. My 18-year-old now, when he was 17, wanted McDonald's pancakes, like hadn't had them, wanted them. He went and had a huge stack of them, figured out he had had over 120 grams of sugar in that meal. He came home and felt miserable. He was like, Mom, I've got the worst headache. My stomach hurts. I don't feel good at all. And I'm like, hallelujah, you feel this way because now you'll never want those things again. But then they do learn from your first of educating, but then they learn on their own what makes them feel good and what doesn't. And so all of that plays a part. It takes time. It's not an overnight fix. It's not some magic pill, but it's a lifestyle factor that we just teach our kids one little step at a time.
So true. I see that immensely true. All the things you said, my own kids, my son's 17 now, daughter's 14, and you make it age appropriate and educating them, empowering them. And then, as you said, like go out in the world, like make those decisions when you're at your friends or at a function, whatever, and see how you feel. And that sort of mindfulness, awareness on, it's not restriction. It's just, no, they would rather feel great more than they thought they wanted something. And they'll grow in awareness and self-respect, honestly, for their health and their body as time goes on. We can hope. But I see it. I see that clicking. And my kids are not some, you know, they're picky eaters. And my son loves a good sugary meal, but he will make the better for you options for you, for his body, which I think is empowering for anyone. And you mentioned the ingredients for little kids, especially Emily, who's on my team. She's on the Ask Me Anything episodes for listeners. She's on my clinic team. She told me her son's, I think, 5 at this point. He was at some school function, I think. It was Jell-O, I think. It was red Jell-O. And he told his friend, be careful. That could be red dye. And also it could be 40.
Oh, that's hilarious.
It's so cute. It could be 40. He doesn't know. He hears his mom talking about it. But, you know, he's 5 in making these decisions, and not about shaming somebody else, but just being aware. And we should be aware. These are not even real foods. We should be questioning about what we're putting in our body. And so many people normalize things that should not be normalized.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah. All right. So you mentioned fruits and vegetables at every meal. That's kind of a non-negotiable for your family. Any creative ways, any tips you have for picky eaters out there that maybe to lean into these tips, they want to hide it at first? Any ways to hide fruits and vegetables?
Well, so for some reason out there, the term hiding the fruits and vegetables gets a bad rap. And people are like, you shouldn't hide anything. And I'm like, okay, it's a terminology. Do with what you want to with it, right? But here's my take on it. We're supposed to get like minimum 9 servings of fruits and veggies a day. That's a lot for a kid. So it's a lot to try to get in. By the time you just do breakfast, lunch, and dinner, 9, you still don't even have 9 if you only do 1 fruit and veggie at each one, you know? So I'm always trying to find ways to just add in more. And so for instance, when we do spaghetti, that's an easy place to chop up some carrots, some mushrooms, some zucchini, even some added tomatoes, and throw it in the sauce. And they really can't taste it. They don't know. It's not that I'm hiding it. I'll tell them, but people will say, oh, you hid veggies in your sauce. And I'm like, well, just because it's an easy way to throw it in another food for them to be able to get more fruits and veggies in their diet without 9 on, you know, a carrot stick. And so So whether you want to say you're hiding or not, I love to put it in spaghetti sauces, especially sloppy Joe sauces are really easy to do that. Veggies in eggs are really easy. Smoothies, of course, a really easy one to do that I wish like every person would do, because so many kids are fed oatmeal in the morning and so many kids are lacking in omega-3s, which, you know, are amazing for the brain and the hormones and mental health. But an easy thing is just to throw chia seeds and even like flax seeds in the oatmeal flakes and then pour it in the boiling water and cook it. And your kids can't even taste it and they don't know it. But yet now they're getting all these added nutrients. And so it's just finding little things like that, that you can add some chia seeds, add some nuts. I mean, yogurt's a great thing in the morning, right? Like throw in a protein yogurt and throw in some fruits and nuts and seeds and make a little buffet on the table and let them choose what they put in there. And so there's so many ways to add in more fruits and veggies, whether you want to call it hiding or not, but it's just an easier way to get more nutrients in our kids. So we just have to be creative a little bit.
Yeah, creative for sure. You have these millions of followers, people are following you and listening to everything you're saying. Are you surprised by what goes viral and what people are the most engaged with? Is there some area or topic or subject that people really resonates with people the most?
That's a funny question, because sometimes a post that I don't spend very long on will go total viral. You know, like even Good Morning America picked up one of my posts that I hadn't spent much time on. And ones I spend a lot of time on, I feel like no one likes, so you never know. But something, there's three things I should say that get shared a lot. Anytime I talk about what I do when my kids are sick, like what supplements I give or what foods I give or what we do, that goes, they share that a lot. The second thing is if I talk about mental health and foods that helped me with my depression and foods that actually are not good for those struggling with depression, that always gets picked up. And then the third thing is whenever I talk about kids' snacks, that always people want to know what good snacks they should buy their kids, which is awesome that that's what people, you know, are wanting. And I love when the mental health ones get shared because I think that's a huge, well, we know it's a huge issue in America. And the more we can spread about nourishing your body can help you with how you feel mentally, I really appreciate when those are shared.
Mm-hmm, certainly. Let's talk about one of those items, the immune system, right? And when, no matter when people are listening to this episode, people are looking to support their immune system, but certainly during cold and flu season, what are some things your family does that's a very effective tool to support the immune system?
So I always tell people during that time, because you know, you get busy and maybe you don't get your 9 fruits and vegetables, but if someone's sick in the house or people aren't starting to feel good or others around us are sick, I pay really close attention to like, are we getting enough fruits and vegetables all the time? I love to throw in bone broth. We'll do some chicken soups with that broth. You know, I'll really watch how much sugar people are having. You know, I'm like, yeah, let's not make a dessert this weekend. We don't need a dessert. Let's stay away from the sugar. But then the supplements, like everybody asks me like, do you have a supplement regimen every single morning that your kids do? And I'm like, no, except if somebody's sick in the house, because I'm trying to help their immune system, you know, so that they don't get it as well. So if someone is sick in the house, then we all will take a probiotic, elderberry, vitamin D, vitamin C, zinc, and then usually another immune support type of like a B propolis or immune support drink, something else that we have on hand. But those are usually my go-to, and people are always wanting to know that because, you know, school starts and kids are getting sick. And so they want to know what we're taking.
Yeah. Thank you for that. Have you heard about Senolytics yet? It's this class of ingredients discovered less than 10 years ago, and they're being called the biggest discovery of our time for promoting healthy aging and enhancing your physical prime. Your life goals in your career and beyond, just in your life, require productivity. But let's be honest, the aging process is not our friend when it comes to endless energy and endless productivity. That's why I use Qualia Senolytic. If someone would have told me that there are science-backed ingredients that could help me feel 15 years younger in a matter of months, I wouldn't have believed it. Then I tried Qualia Senolytic. So here's how it works. As we age, everyone accumulates senescent cells in the body. Senescent cells cause symptoms of aging, such as aches and discomforts in your joints and your muscles, slow workout recovery, sluggish mental and physical energy associated with that middle-aged feeling. Also known as zombie cells, these senescent cells are worn old cells and not serving you, and they're not serving any useful function for your health anymore, but they are taking up space. They release these inflammatory cytokines, and they also can deplete nutrients from our healthy cells. Much like pruning the yellowing and dead leaves off of a plant, Qualia Senolytic, this formula, removes those worn out senescent cells to allow for the rest of them to thrive in the body. All you do is just take it 2 days a month. It has a 100-day money-back guarantee as well. You're going to love this. So resist aging at the cellular level right now with Qualia Senolytic. Go to neurohacker.com/WillCole for up to $100 off and use code WillCole at checkout for an additional 15% off. That's neurohacker.com/WillCole for an extra 15% off your purchase. Thanks to Neurohacker, honestly, for sponsoring today's episode.
Are you single and struggling with dating, or in a long-term relationship and want to take that next step? Or maybe you've been together with your partner forever and you want to spice things up. We Met at Acme is a dating podcast for you, and I really hope you come check it out. I'm Lindsay Metzeler, and we have so much to talk about together. So check out We Met at Acme wherever you listen to podcasts, and I can't wait to meet you.
Tell me about this amazing product line you have. You have some skincare, like clean beauty products, right?
Yeah.
A protein powder. I love this. So take me through it.
Well, maybe I'll tell you how this all started.
Yeah.
So we do have a lot of products. Like you said, we've got beauty products. We've got protein powders, pre-workouts, electrolytes. We have supplements coming out. But this is my thought process through all this. So I believe our bodies are getting sicker and sicker in America because we're taking in too many toxins, right? We have these livers that are amazing at detoxing 24/7 for us, but the burden is just so hard on them, right? And so I try to teach people that we take in toxins three different ways. We take them in by one, digesting them. So by eating them, things like that. Two, we take in toxins by absorbing them. So rubbing them into our skin, right? You think of body lotion full of parabens and phthalates and, you know, all those endocrine disruptors that we're rubbing all over our skin, the largest mm-hmm. organ of our body. And so we do absorb toxins. And then third, we breathe in toxins. And so candles, plug-ins, air fresheners, you know, all those things that even your cleaning supplies, dryer sheets, things like that, we are breathing in those toxins. And so when I started making products, I was like, okay, I want clean products or products that aren't harmful to the body in three areas: digesting, beauty products, the absorbing, and the cleaning or the air fresheners, things like that. And so for absorbing toxins, we do have protein powders and electrolytes and pre-workouts, things like that. But we also have popcorn salts, which is crazy. I'll tell you why, but popcorn salts. And then we're coming out with like a pancake mix and a waffle mix and some ranch seasoning and things like that. So the food line. And supplements, we're coming out with supplements, but like in the beauty line, because we absorb those chemicals, we do have lotions and face scrubs and dry shampoo and serums, all sorts of things in that line. Because when I was going through my depression with my doctor, the doctor one point said, maybe your beauty products, especially like your body lotion, are playing a part in these hormones just being so off. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, this was 17 years ago, you know? And I'm like, you are so crazy. But then as she explained endocrine disruptors to me, I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I need to watch what beauty products I'm using as well. So we just try to create beauty products that, you know, that if you buy it from me, it's all nourishing ingredients, nothing controversial, nothing toxic, no endocrine disruptors, things like that. And if you're buying something from the food line from me, you know, it's all real food. We don't even use natural flavors, because natural flavors, you can just hide so many things, I'm learning. Well, I knew, but now being on the manufacturing side, I'm realizing what people are hiding in natural flavors. So we don't even do that. I mean, it is true food. Our strawberry protein powder made with real strawberries. I don't want strawberry flavoring. So we buy strawberries from the farmer, then freeze dry them and crush them up. And that's what's in our protein powder, you know? And then our line of cleaning and like things that you smell and stuff. So we've got cleaning supplies coming out and things of breathing toxins. So that's like the philosophy behind our products. And people always are like, you make the most random products. Like, why popcorn salt? And so honestly, this is what it's come down to. Protein was one of our first things that we made. And it purely was that I couldn't find a protein that I liked. It either had ingredients that I liked, but then I hated the taste, or I liked the taste but hated the ingredients. And so I was like, I'm just going to make my own protein powder made with real foods that I like, that taste good and has all the things in it that I want. So it even has like chia seed protein, because I know chia seeds, you know, are so good with those omega-3s. And it's got pumpkin seed protein in there because I wanted the pumpkin, the magnesium from the pumpkin and the tryptophan from the pumpkin, you know, so it's all these things that I wanted. And so that's all my products, like popcorn salts. My kids love to flavor popcorn, but we legit could not find a popcorn salt out there that didn't have like soybean oil in it or artificial dyes or the craziest things added to popcorn salt. And I'm like, it's garlic and butter and salt. That's like all you need, you know? And so I just am making things that I can't find on the market out there that people like. And so that's another little tidbit about our company. But I will tell you one last thing. Sorry, I'm long-winded.
No, this is great. No apologies needed.
What's been really fun is manufacturers don't believe us. And lately we've had manufacturers coming to us like, okay, teach us, like, how are you really making guava mango electrolytes without natural flavors? And we're like, we're using real guava and real mangoes, but we're showing them how, which I'm hoping will make it so that more manufacturers are using real food and making better choices out there.
Wow. My mind was spinning as you're talking about this, because I know it's possible, but I can only imagine the hard, like, it's such a harder path to put a product out there like that, because manufacturers, co-packers, they don't really like to look outside the box, and you're shaking up a system, many systems with so many SKUs of things that are done a certain way and certain ingredients. So was it hard? Like, how much work did you have to do to bring out these products?
It is a lot of hard work. And let me tell you, it's not easy. So I'll just give you two examples. But like when I came out with pumpkin spice protein, we do work with a food scientist, but I'll tell him like what I want. And he said to me, well, yeah, we'll use pumpkin flavoring. And I was like, no, pumpkin spice is pumpkin and some spices. And he's like, Carlin, there's nothing, like hardly anything on the market used with real pumpkin. Just go look. It's all pumpkin flavoring. And I'm like, too bad. We're using pumpkin. And he's like, how are we going to do this? Like, he just was like, no, we can't do this. It's so much easier. And I'm like, too bad. If you want to work with me, we're using real pumpkin, you know? And so that was sort of fun to figure that out. But another example is our vanilla protein. A lot of people use vanilla flavoring, which is so crazy to me. And so our vanilla protein took me a year to make because I wanted real vanilla beans in it. And so we would bring in all these different vanillas and it just would taste gross. And then one day I was like, oh my gosh, Madagascar vanilla beans, that's what we need. And so we flew those in and then put those in and it tasted so much better. So then we made vanilla protein. So it's really hard because these manufacturers are used to just going to a flavor house. And they're like, yeah, we want birthday cake flavor. Okay, here's your mix of chemicals to make it taste like a birthday cake rather than using the butter and the sugar or the vanilla. You know what I mean? And so it has been a labor of love is what I tell people because it has been really hard.
And if you think about it, even I've talked about this in the pod before, but like the flavor when you get a artificial or even naturally quote unquote flavor that's not from the whole food, you think of banana or strawberry or watermelon or grape. It's not how these fruits actually taste.
Yep.
So
I know.
I love the work you're doing.
It is crazy because like grape flavored stuff I hate. And we're coming out with a grape electrolyte made from real grapes. And I was like, oh, it tastes like real grapes. This is what it's supposed to taste like. I do like this. So yeah, you're exactly right. And it's too bad that they can hide whatever ingredients they want in that natural flavoring because a lot of them are corn derived and they don't even have to write that. But yet so many people are allergic to corn. So it blows my mind.
Yeah. Thanks for pointing that out. As you know, the podcast is called The Art of Being Well. At the end of the episodes, we have your Art of Being Well. This is Carlin's Art of Being Well. Speaking of scents, right, and smells, what's your favorite natural scent? Maybe it could be essential oil, something you're smelling outside. What's yours?
Oh, that's a good question. Well, I'd have to say two. In the like holiday season, I do love like the peppermints or in the fall, the ginger and lemon and stuff. But I have like a tropical paradise, a tropical air freshener, I do love the tropical smells, meaning like an orange and a lemon mixed, throw in maybe a little bit of pineapple or coconut in there. And that actually is my favorite scent.
I love it. So it transports you to vacation, holiday,
exactly.
Even when, in the middle of winter.
Exactly.
I love it. What's your favorite outdoor sound? A sound from nature?
Oh, one, okay. Two again, hands down. I'm a water person, so I do love the sound of the ocean and I do love the sound of the rain. And it's funny because my kids even know, because the other night it was raining and they're like, Mom, you're going to sleep so well. It's raining tonight. I'm like, yes, I am. It's just, both those to me are really relaxing. They calm my nervous system. And those are definitely my favorite.
Do you wear a perfume, a scent? And if so, do you have one that you use regularly?
Can we talk about perfumes?
Yes, let's do it. Let's shed some light here.
Okay, so I didn't wear perfumes for years and years because, as you know, perfumes are full of phthalates, which are endocrine disruptors, and phthalates are what keeps the scent lasting longer so that your perfume, you know, 5 years later still smells like the same perfume. And so for years, I didn't use them because then I would go looking for a better choice one without phthalates in them, and they all smelled like essential oils. And I was like, well, I don't want to just spray essential oils on me. So my teenage daughter and I didn't use them for years. Then as my teenage daughter became like 15, 16, 17, she really wanted perfumes. So I had to go dig deeper and find a perfume company without phthalates. And so we use Dime Beauty perfume, and they have one called like Seven Summers that I love. It's, again, more of a tropically beach type scent. And that's why I love it. And so that is what we use.
Thanks for sharing that. What's your favorite deodorant? Do you have a natural deodorant, maybe DIY, maybe a brand that you love? And I, since we're talking about toxins, that's just something else that I think not enough people know about.
Yeah. So Just Ingredients makes a deodorant. So of course, that is my favorite deodorant. And actually, crazy enough, this was my very first product I ever made. So because my sister battled stage 4 breast cancer at age 35, the same time that I was actually dealing with my depression. And her oncologist was awesome and was telling her things like, you know, you've got to reduce the amount of sugar you're eating. You've got to get rid of your Teflon pans. You've got to eat more fruits and vegetables. But this was 15 years ago. And 15 years ago, he was like, and you know what? You should probably really stay away from aluminum. It is an endocrine disruptor. We don't need anything else messing with your hormones right now as we're trying to battle this. So let's just get rid of that deodorant. And so that always, you know, sparked my curiosity. I'm like, okay, I'm healing, trying to balance my hormones as well for my depression. So let's get rid of the deodorant with aluminum in it. And so for years, I could not find a good one that I liked. It's hard to find a good one. So that was my first product that I made. And I love it. You need something to neutralize the stink. Deodorant shouldn't block your sweat. You need to sweat to get rid of those toxins. And so we actually use magnesium in ours to neutralize the stink. And others use baking soda or charcoal. I don't really love baking soda because it can be irritant to some people on their skin. Mm-hmm. So I love ours that's made with magnesium, and it's got like sweet almond oil in it and coconut oil, and it's amazing. So that's my favorite deodorant.
Love it. Do you have different scents, or is it one? What do you have so far?
So we have a citrus one. Imagine that. I made that for me. And then we've got like a vanilla mint, a eucalyptus mint, a jasmine bloom, a cedarwood spice, but of course, all with essential oils, nothing from a fragrance house. So
thank you. Coffee or tea, if you had to pick?
Tea. And only because you didn't even ask why, but I'm going to tell you. You like how
I... No, I want to know. Right? That was my follow-up.
Okay. Just because I try to be really careful with caffeine. I've had adrenal issues since I was like, for these 17 years, I've known that I have adrenal issues. I just try to be really supportive of them. I know for some, caffeine may not hurt their adrenals. I can tell a difference when I drink caffeine. And so coffee and I don't do very well together. So I'd much rather take the tea, hands down.
Any specific type of tea you love the most?
You know what? Give me a good herbal tea, any of them. Like, you know, I go anything again from the mints to the more citrusy ones. So I don't have like a favorite, anything in between those I'll take.
Okay. Do you know, this is about personality and the way that you see the world. Do you know what Enneagram you are? If you know about the Enneagram?
I did that test like 2 years ago and now I can't remember. Isn't that terrible? You should have given me a heads up and I would have gotten.
I know, I should have. I ask almost every guest what their Enneagram was. Very few people know, or they know and they have it written down and they can't find it.
Oh, my son's going to be so disappointed that I don't know my answer because he's always talking to me about it.
I love it. Well, let me know later and I'll add it to the show notes.
There you go. Okay.
There you go. People go back and check. Do you ever go, this is a good question for you. Do you ever go to Starbucks? Do you ever make an exception, go to Starbucks? And if you do, what do you order there?
Because I don't like coffee. No, I never go. Isn't that crazy? But I'll tell you, here in Utah, we have a ton of soda places. So like a soda house is what I call them. I say it's sort of our version of Starbucks. They're everywhere. And So like how Starbucks are everywhere, these soda places are everywhere here.
And so soda houses. Uh-huh. So people go in and just like they have soda on tap and that's the only reason why they're going to a soda house?
Oh, they flavor it with everything imaginable from coconut cream to fruit creams to fruit to flavors. I mean, you get a Dr. Pepper with five other add-ins in it. So It's like some big, you know, flavorful drink.
I've been to Salt Lake before. I have not recognized the soda houses. Next time I'll be sure to look out
for it
and not go to one.
Yeah, exactly. So my version of going to a soda house would be a comparison. And honestly, I may be a little extreme because I actually just know what all that sugar does to me. So I don't even get anything. Like I'll get, they have like water that you can add fruit to and stuff. And I'll just grab that. So yeah. Hey,
next time you're in a soda house, people. There's your advice. What's a piece of advice that you've heard in your life that's really stuck with you and navigated your decisions in your life?
That the most successful people in life are kind. And I try to remember that in everything that I do because everybody is hurting out there. Everybody is struggling, whether you know it or not. They're dealing with something and no one needs more meanness or anger in their life. And so if we can just be kind, that will get us so much further in life. And so I try to teach that to my kids. Like if people are mean to you, you know what? They're hurting. Let's try to be kind. And I've really had to take that stance on Instagram because you can get some really mean comments and some rude comments. And I never, ever fight back or argue. I'm just like, you know what? I'm so sorry you're hurting so badly or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I really try to just stay kind on Instagram, my podcast. I don't like ripping on others. People in my space, I'm like, I don't even want to be competitive against them. Let's just be kind. And there's abundance and room for all of us. And so I've just tried to remember that kindness can get you a long ways.
Yeah, that's some deep wisdom. I mean, that's tough sometimes. I mean, when you, especially on social media, when you want to, you know, vindicate yourself or defend or explain yourself, any advice, I guess, just is it turning off notifications? I mean, what do you do when you see someone trying to sort of provoke that war?
Yeah, you know, at first it was really hurtful, but then I realized that those people are hurting and I'm not in a space of hurting anymore. I was, but I'm not anymore. And so I'm not going to let that hurt me. And so I just have empathy for them now and compassion for them. And then if they're arguing over something that they believe they're so right in that I know is like false health info, I'll just try to in the next week or two create a post that educates on that topic and shows what the research says or the science says, things like that. And so I just try to be empathetic towards them and then try to educate rather than coming back at them negatively.
I love that. That's a great tip. What's a book that you've read in the past year? It could be fiction or nonfiction that's really was a game changer in how you see the world.
Well, my books are so might be boring for people because I just read all the health books. Every time I have a podcast guest on, I'm like, ooh, I haven't read that book of theirs. I want to read theirs. So I've read yours. The other day I had Dr. Drew Ramsey on my podcast and I didn't realize he just had a book called Eat and How to Eat to Beat Depression and Anxiety. And I was like, oh, I want to read that. And so mine for the last probably 5 years have all been these either self-help or health books. And so I wish I could say I had a fun, you know, fiction or nonfiction book that I read, but I don't even have that to tell you.
No. Hey, no, that's people love the health books for sure listening to this podcast. So, and Drew, I've known Drew for years, probably 10 years. He's a great guy.
Yeah, he is a great smart guy.
Yeah. Anyways, my friend, this has been a great conversation, as I knew it would be. Where can people go to learn about the products, learn about your work? Where do they go?
So I have a social media account. It's just.ingredients. I also have a website that has all of our products on it, but also favorites of mine. Because a lot of people will come and say like, what's your favorite shampoo or what's your favorite pans to cook with? And so all my favorites are on there as well. It's justingredients.us. Like we said earlier in the show, I've got a podcast Just Ingredients. And we also are on Facebook and Threads and trying to grow TikTok. TikTok's a little beast, hard to grow on for us. So we are on all the platforms as just.ingredients. And so that's where they can find me.
My friend, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Thanks again for listening to The Art of Being Well. If you have a chance, please rate and review the podcast here. And if you like what you're hearing, hit follow and pass it along to a friend. To see more, head to drwillcole.com/podcast. I'll be back again next Thursday, and I hope you will too. Talk soon.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.